Good afternoon. It's your drive time show, Home Run, with Helmut and Dwight, still in absentia. And just before you start asking, yeah, what even, he's still alive? Thank heavens. You know, otherwise, you know, I don't know enough Afrikaans to give a eulogy in Afrikaans. Otherwise, you know, people start laughing at that funeral, and then I'll be, you know, people start calling me inconsiderate and lacking empathy and all kinds of fancy words coming out of private schools in English and Afrikaans. But well, this afternoon you are joined by, of course, yours truly, on this trip called a Home Run, which will be, it will take us an hour and 26 minutes, as of now. So from 9:30 to, you know, for those of you that are regular, then you know that from 9:30 to, not 9:30, now I'm just in my morning show, from 4:30 to 6 is Home Run, 9:30 to 11, that's Mind the Gap. So it's a whole different animal. For one, you know, the one requires me to, please, just for once in your life, be serious. Okay, fine, I'll try. And we all know how that goes, like, at least more often. Today we're going to, you know, today we're going to dive into the world of technology, not in the technicality, just, you know, I'm all about the, a report guy. I'm either going through the World Economic Forum report or African Union report or International Energy Agency report, United Nations report, with all, you know, sub branches that fall under the United Nations or International Energy Agency report, which I did know, was that yesterday or the day before? Pardon me, and the International Atomic Energy Agency, and among other institutions that produces annual reports to basically give us an insight into what is going on in the, you know, in their respective sectors. And that's not just international organizations are not the only ones that produce reports. Now, for those of you that are regular listeners, then you know that our own parliament here produces a lot of domestic oriented topics of discussion type of reports, like ones that we did, quite a few of them just earlier on, this year, and just one or two of them a few weeks, a few days ago, give or take, about a week ago, give or take, 2 or 3 days. That's standing committee reports. They have, they have a bunch of them on the, they have a bunch of them on the National Assembly website. So, if you are not informed on what's going on in your country, then you are mostly, for the most part, you are to blame, not the institutions that are supposed to produce the reports. But there are a lot of institutions that are, that everyone is looking forward to and waiting for. Well, okay, everyone is producing the reports. Where's yours now? But for the most part, you have a lot of reports. Now, all these reports, it's not really carved in stones. This is something that you basically have to go through what they researched and their conclusion, their finding and conclusions, recommendations, and then you can base your questions on that when you are, doing what we do best as ordinary citizens in pretty much every country, not just in Namibia, and that is call on radio stations and complain, or go on social media, write paragraphs and complain. Yeah, but when you are doing that complaining, please read the report, for the love of God. We live in the world of, we live in the world of AI. We live in the world of technological advancement. And, the good thing about, the fourth industrial revolution the founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, likes to call it, the fourth industrial revolution, is that, we are at the level of technological advancement that has, precedence in terms of, the technological advancement itself, and how it changes society as a result of that advancement, If you look at the, if you look at the early days of the Industrial Revolution, for example, the modes of communication was not as good as it is today. So that means it was very difficult to send messages, especially for ordinary citizens from one village to another, let alone from one continent to another. Now, but we live in a world where any type of development that takes place in China reaches us in about an hour, in basically less than that, thanks to social media. But with this level of communication and information sharing, obviously it's opening up a lot of markets. Take technology, for example, and the rise of social media have opened up a whole new business avenue, or more like economic avenue, that a lot of people during the pre-internet did not picture that it's something that's going to be possible. Take for example, influencer. Before social media, influencer was not a thing. Like, okay, you could be, okay, you had a lot of prominent figures who were influential, but we have reached a level in terms of technological advancement where you can just, create your own content, buy your own smartphone. You don't even need some fancy camera. You need a ring light, which is about $1,000, like the one that I use for my live streaming every morning. And, you get your name out there, and the further your name goes, the more you are going to attract people that would like to use your platform to market, and then endorsement comes. That avenue of that avenue of income was unheard of pre-internet. But now it's a possibility. That's why you have people that are telling you, I'm a model on Instagram. And everyone's like, okay. And, there's one meme of one guy that was introducing, one meme of one guy that was introducing himself. There's one meme that was introducing himself to, to a female he was interested in. And, on introducing to, when they got to the point of what they both do for a living, the lady was like, well, I'm a model on Instagram. And homeboy was like, Pop, okay, now since we are going with the imaginary world, I'm also a soldier in Call of Duty. Of which now, if we are going to go that direction, then, at this point, I'm a pro sniper. Like, at this point, I'm very good at sniping people, except I've never held a gun. It's all virtually. Now, this discussion around technology goes to show that a lot is going to change. For one, it's not like we can, we can't stop the change. It's going to happen whether we like it or not. It's either we hop on the bandwagon in a lot of ways that we are going to go through with the assistance of the 2025 Technology and Innovation Report coming out of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. Now, they produce the reports annually. The one for this year was tailored towards inclusivity in terms of technological, in terms of technology. One of the reasons why energy transition and the combating of climate change and the 2015 Paris climate agreements. One of the reasons why a lot of countries are finding it very difficult to come together in cohesion to combat climate change, for example, or, meet the temperature reduction, global temperature reduction goal set in back in 2015. As that, it's very easy to sit in some fancy high-end hotel eating establishments in Paris, and then coming to an agreement that, at least by 2030 we have to reduce the temperature by -2 degrees. But these leaders or nations representatives that attended that event, you can bet they were, it's either that or they were really dumb. Now, I would like to assume that they knew that, so I don't have to, go the direction of calling them down. Now, I would like to assume that they knew that they were all coming from different countries with different economic backgrounds and different technological advancement levels in terms of research and development, policy, or infrastructure, you name it. So they knew that. So this is a group of leaders that gathered together and agreed to, to help come up with some, with some form of of global warming mitigation strategies. And they drafted a series of agreements to, at least one of them was to meet annually and share ideas on what, more like reports on what every country is doing towards combating climate change. And that's one. Two was to, was to share ideas on how to, how to do these activities that will help, help them combat climate change better, like how share ideas. This is what we are doing. You can try it in your country if you have the same terrain or if it's adaptable in your country. Because, like I pointed out yesterday in terms of, in terms of energy security adoption or energy security, energy security discussion yesterday. What's good for Namibia may not be good for Botswana. So that's, there you have problem number one. So the same then can be said, can be said in terms of, in terms of energy, in terms of AI. Some countries are more advanced in terms of infrastructure and skills than others. But before that, quick break.
JSB.
Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 is here with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right. Even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Back your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access...
Welcome back. The time is... welcome back. The time is 13 minutes left to the hour of 5. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run with Helmut and Dwight in absentia. It's a, with these things, there's this thing they do in court. You know, if you are nowhere to be found, you know, the police and everyone is looking for you and they can't find you. Now they have to trial you and funny enough, they can even sentence you to death in absentia. In that case, then you... just hope they don't catch you after that trial, well, because if they do, in court, everything is ruled. Well, the only thing that's going to lefty, you know, that's going to be lefty is separate your head from your body and, you know, everyone calls it a day, which is, not a bad thing. Unless you are the one whose head is being separated from the body, then, well, you are not going to have a good day now, are you? Now, let's look at, let me walk you through at least the intro before we get to a, before we get to a short audio that I managed to put together. But, Look, when you get for example, anyone that have been on social media, not the twerking part of social media, there is the education part of social media. If you didn't know, now you do. Now, if you go, for example, on the this is common on a lot of social media, accounts of established entities, institutions, be it media or ministries, something I learned yesterday. That one example that I can give you is if you went on the Facebook page of the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology, for example, you are not going to scroll very long before you run into one giant post that's labeled fake. And you find this in official websites of organizations. Now, when you look at that, the first question that comes in your head is, why? It's simple. It's very easy today to duplicate things over the internet. Like, it's that easy. About a year or two ago, South Korea had a problem where a lot of, especially teenagers and those ones that are in their early 20s were generating a lot of, a lot of nude pictures of people that they knew. You're just scrolling through Facebook and then you come across a picture of you totally exposed and you're wondering that, I've never been to this place where this picture was supposed to be taken. Actually, that's how easy it is today to make up stuff over the internet. So that means, even though, current technological advancement is a very positive one in terms of communication, not just for political and social, but mostly in this case, especially in line with today's subject for economic reasons. Investors have to communicate worldwide. If we're going to attract investors, we must put out information out there that will be easily accessed by the potential investors. Imagine pre-internet, someone wanted to invest in Namibia. They will have to hop on a plane or send someone to hop on a plane and get here and then try their level best to move from one ministry to another to learn how, literally send someone or walk to the parliament or to the Ministry of Justice or whatever ministry they are interested in and then get information that they are looking for that, pertaining to their potential investment. Because, you don't just wake up one morning and make a decision to pour billions of dollars in a country. You have to know a thing or two about them. Now, today, anyone that wants to take, for example, move to Namibia, they can just go online and find one of those many ways one can legally, and I can't stress that enough, legally gain a Namibian citizenship. One of the very common one that is, is set aside for people with a lot of investment dollars, is one of citizenship by investment. You don't have to come to Namibia and try to find out what are your terms and conditions for people that would like to invest here and then gain some kind of citizenship in your country. You can just go online and find that information. And make that decision of whether or not you should get yourself a Namibian citizenship while, at the comfort of your living room in Japan, in Russia, China, Taiwan, Canada, Argentina, wherever you find yourself. It's that simplified. So, the communication and information sharing is simplified, but with the simplification of communication and information sharing, which is basically communication in a nutshell, what you see is also fake information sharing is in there. Did any one of you see that video that was that I came across on social media where the current president, I think that was Itula, I'm not sure. Where, they were kung fuing the heck out of each other. like it's that easy to do. So, this report then goes, this report was looking at, at one thing. Let me just say they were looking at a few things. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, their main goal is, with this report was to make sure that, technological advancement is coming with a lot of economic, especially because, one of their main focus is economic, but then with a good economy, good economic activities must be, are conducted on a good policy foundation. Minus policy, then you have anything goes. But, focusing on the economic aspect of things, technology is going to make life easy. It has already made life easy. Thank heavens I don't have to knock the door of each and every single one of my listeners to, to share, to share with them the information I prepared at least for, I prepared for this segment because, well, now there's radio waves. Now, the economic inclusivity in relations to artificial intelligence and development, economic and development inclusivity in relations to artificial intelligence, we're talking on a global level because this under the United Nations. That on itself is a monumental task. So, how they say with great powers comes, great responsibilities. That is true. The internet is a lot of power. Technology is a lot of power. And obviously with that, a lot of power is going to come with a lot of responsibilities. Now, we have smartphones. We can talk to our loved ones, unlike the time during the contract labor system where our parents and grandparents only had to communicate with their loved ones once or maybe, twice in, 9 months or a year or so. But, thanks to technology today, you can stay far away from home. We have, we have relatives that are all over the world and we're able to communicate with them. But, The same technology that enables me to communicate with, take for example, with my very hot girlfriend who is now in China, who I have only met when we were just out grooving because, well, she was a tourist. The very same same technology, has a disadvantage of me ending up communicating with a Nigerian prince who, it turns out, maybe, you are communicating, according to you, you are communicating with a Nigerian prince, very rich. All you just have to do is send him $200 $2,000 that he will use to go to the nearest town and withdraw millions of his money, and then he will come to Namibia and then you'll live happily ever after. You have no idea how many people have fallen for that. Now, and interesting enough, people still fall for that. Hence, the giant post of fake on the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology example I used earlier. Now, all these things goes to show that, now I know it's very simple to, it's very easy to look down on people that get scammed. But that's also showing one thing, that, a lot of awareness, information sharing with regards to the positive and the negatives of technology is not reaching everyone. Because if people are still falling for things like, send me, download any desk, then you know that you have to educate people about the tools out there that scammers use. Not all of them, because there are many. But if you can introduce someone to, if you can explain to someone how any desk work, then you tell them that, well, the scammers that are going to call you are not going to ask you to download any desk. They can ask you to download any app. As long as that app, when someone you don't know, you're talking to over the phone, is asking you to download an app, before you head over to Play Store or App Store to download that app, find out, Google first, what does that app do? If that app does, you know, if that app is used for remote control, first of all, it's not that banks don't have the capability of controlling your remote, of controlling your phone or computer or any electronic device, or any electronic device remotely. I'm sure they have that technology. If they wanted to, they would. But it would just open a can of worms. You would not be able to tell when the bank is controlling your device and when scammers are. So, I think to just cut the long story short, the banks just for safety purpose decided, you know what? If anyone asks you about your private information, banking information, PIN, first of all, I've never walked, I've had several phone calls, you know, when I'm complaining about something that's wrong with my card or something, something suspicious about my bank account, I call the bank. First of all, they put you on hold a long time. Now, after that, I have never been asked, can we have your PIN? Because if you hear someone saying, can we have your PIN? Hang up and remove the SIM card. So, needless to say that, this report points out to the advantages of technology. And if we are going to enjoy the advantage side, what should we get in order first?
Are you still buying data hoping it will last? Then switch to Paratus. Buying gigabytes is so old school. With our mobile LTE prepaid packages, you take charge. As we invest in time on our network, enjoying the freedom of uncapped data. When you buy a 1-day, 7-day, 14 or 30-day package, you get uncapped data usage. For the duration of the package, no matter how much data you use. Explore our range of Paratus mobile LTE prepaid packages and enjoy the speeds of up to 10 megabytes per second. And most importantly, remove the uncertainty about how long your data will last. Contact us today at 083-300-1000 or visit our website at www.paratus.africa/Namibia. Terms and conditions apply. Always prepare.
Welcome back. The time is just a minute past the hour of five. If you just tuned in, you are listening to A Home Run with Helmed on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of six. Now, I'm going to take you just for 4 minutes and 30 seconds max on 4 minutes and 30 seconds max, so you can listen to, so can listen to an audio. That is the voice of our information and communication technology minister. That's Emma Tefelis on the subject of scamming, because I'm going to come back with and then basically dive into the part of the report that speaks to that, because technology is good and it can be harnessed and it can be harnessed and be used for good, but it can also be used for bad. Look at it as a knife. You know, like I always say, if you take a knife, put it in the hands of a chef, you're going to have a meal. You take it, a knife, put the very same knife, put it in the hands of a genocidal maniac, well, you have just that, a genocide. Take a knife, put it in the hands of a serial killer, you have you're looking at a killing spree. But the same knife, I'm assuming after being washed, I don't know with what chemicals, can be used to prepare food. So technology is somewhat, is somewhat the same way. It's good in terms of, in terms of assisting, countries, in their sustainable development goals. Technology helps with that, but only when it's carried out on the foundation, when it's being applied or being used on the foundation of very good policies. Now, those policies is or the word policy, policy or policies, plural, is something that you're going to be hearing for a while, pretty much all across, all throughout today's home run show. 3 minutes past the hour of five. Let's go to that audio and then, let's go to that audio of the Minister of ICT, and I'll come back and give you the boring details that complements that report, basically it's the audio that's complementing the report. Let's take a listen.
I rise to address this August House on a matter of growing concern to our nation around the escalating incidents of scams and cyber attacks on our citizens, many of which are being conducted through telecommunication and digital platforms. With the increasing integration of artificial intelligence, AI technologies into everyday communication systems, we have witnessed a sharp uptick in scams, synthetic media, deepfakes, and other forms of digital deception targeting unsuspecting Namibians. The cyber incidents pose a serious threat not only to individuals' privacy and financial security, but also to our national trust and social cohesion. Namibia, like many nations across the world, is yet to establish specific legislation governing the use and regulation of AI technology. As a result, we are currently relying on existing legal instruments, including our Electronic Transactions Act, the Communications Act, and the provisions under our Penal Code to investigate and prosecute AI-related crimes. However, the dynamic nature of emerging technologies necessitates a more tailored and forward-looking regulatory approach. It is this reason that for the last 6 months, the ministers of ICT on the African continent have been meeting regularly, both physically and virtually, to take bold decisions on this phenomenon. Our position is clear. AI should be for public good. This is why we have resolved to create an AI council that will foster a regional position and enact a regional legal instrument that will cascade down to every member state in the African Union, Namibia included. Honorable members, in the meantime, the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology, in collaboration with law enforcement agencies, is actively investigating recent incidences of scams perpetrated through telecommunications. We are working closely with service providers in telecommunications and the banking sectors to trace malicious actors and to strengthen cybersecurity protocols across our digital infrastructure. Notably, the widespread usage of social media in Namibia has further amplified the reach and impact of such scams. According to recent statistics as of 2024, over 703,900 Namibians, 1,000 are active users on platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, now X, WhatsApp, Instagram, and TikTok. While these platforms have revolutionized how we communicate, share information, and participate in democratic processes, they have also unfortunately become tools for malicious actors, including those leveraging generative AI to create and spread disinformation and fake news. Content generated or manipulated using AI, which is known as synthetic media, has made it easier, faster, and more cost-effective for scammers to produce highly convincing fake videos, images, and messages. This presents a significant risk to public trust, especially when fake news is circulated under the gaze of legitimate institutions or public figures. Honorable Speaker, I would like to make mention of videos that we have observed recently highlighting Her Excellency the President, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, selling a conspicuous a cryptocurrency on the market, as well as a deep fake video of the governor of the Bank of Namibia.
Okay, that was, the whole thing is, the whole speech is, parliamentarian is a very long one. But that's just the part that I needed to basically make the point, more like I found that was collaborating. At least, collaborating at, with the parts of the report that I'm going to, that I'm going to share with you in a few. But sometimes we have got to be serious, guys. Netumbo nandaitwa in cryptocurrency. If you believe that, jeez, someone please take your voting card, because clearly it should be illegal for you to vote. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Cryptocurrency, netumbo nandaitwa. Just listen to the two words. Netumbo nandaitwa. Cryptocurrency. Are you listening to these two words? Or more like these two terms or phrases at this point. One is a name, another one is just that. One is a proper noun, the other is an improper noun, right? Cryptocurrency or... Wait, what? If it's too good to be true, that's because it is. Now, I have to say that I have come across a lot of, a lot of posts of, a lot of posts, of similar nature of, most of them that I've seen, of former First Lady Monica Gengos and, also one of, and also several of the current president. Now, I'm going to send, now the one for the former First Lady, at least Monica Gengos, at least one that I saw last was of her hiring. I don't know what she was hiring for, but she was hiring, I don't know how many people, with a ridiculously high salary of about, I think it was about 9K? Like, what's your hiring for? That also goes to shows to show that most of us, unfortunately, cannot tell the different where to find information about the president, where to find information about where to find information about Eagle FM, where to find information about New Era, where to find information about which institution. If you find, take for example, information about Trans Namibia, about Trans Namib hiring or Trans Namib giving away prices on a non-Trans Namib platform, you may want to double check with a Trans Namib platform first. I don't know. Check their website. Check their Facebook page. Check these ones. If that post is not on these platforms, then chances are very high that has nothing to do with Trans Namib. And this, I'm not saying Trans Namib is doing that. I'm just using that as an example. But for a lot of us, we'll find something that is, something very questionable about, take for example, Eagle FM is giving away, people are winning aeroplanes. So the scary thing is people will believe that. Eagle FM is giving away 5 aeroplanes. And it's, and you look on Eagle FM's Instagram page, Facebook page, website, that, price of Eagle FM giving away aeroplanes is not there. You may want to just say, yeah, no, I will wait until I find it on the Eagle FM website or Facebook page, then I will believe it. And a lot of us, you find, Eagle FM is giving away aeroplanes on Helmut's Facebook page. Then you just take it like you found it on Eagle FM's, Facebook page. Now, the ICT minister pointed out something about, a few things that, a few things that's also pointed out in the report, in today's report. That is, in the, in this, UNCTAD report of 2025, and that is, technology is good, but without proper understanding, we're talking skill wise, and without proper policies, we're talking legislations, it can be a nightmare. According to the report that I have here, which major countries own a lot of on a lot of things pertaining to information technology, information and communication technology or ICT, everything from infrastructure, skills, research and development, industry rank, finance and stuff. Now, Namibia. Oh, we're not doing very well now. Which was not a secret. I mean, this was not a secret. Wasn't it earlier this month or late last month when we were given that terrible news that Namibia's internet, among us the slowest in the world. Now, picture the negativity or the problems that we are facing. The IT or technological disadvantages that we are facing with when the internet is this low, and we are busy revamping the infrastructure so that it can catch up with the with the world standards in terms of speed. Can you imagine what's going to happen then? That means the faster the internet, the faster it is to scam you. Because the faster you're going to download any disk, the faster it will be for anyone that's controlling your computer after that to clean your bank account. So that makes policies very important. Now, let's look at the ranking. Now, in the ranking that's provided in this, it's just a few pages that's used in this report. But, the report you can find, it's also produced annually. It's called the Frontier Technology Readiness Index. And that is, technology, this is, we're facing Fourth Industrial Revolution, right? Technological revolution. Massive changes are happening in the tech industry from software to hardware. It's taking place because a phone with 12 gig RAM. If you told me when I was in high school, and that was in 2011, that there is going to be a smartphone that will have 12 gig RAM, chances are very high we would have had one heck of a debate. Right now, now it's time to flex my phone. It's running on 12 gig RAM. I play video games. I can't run on 4 gig RAM. I'm not going to, I'll just smash it in the wall. But, I remember that, our computer classes, we were using these desktops that were running on 2 gig RAM. That was a desktop. Right now, a desktop with 2 gig RAM, what are you going to use it? Watch cartoons? Now, 12 gig RAM is on a smartphone. 500 gig to a terabyte. Something that was, known to be, specifications that you find on a laptop and desktop is now on a smartphone. So that means the speed is going through the roof. But can we keep up with these changes? We're talking policy-wise. We're talking skills-wise. Because the economic inequality in the world of technology can be because of a lot of things. Not well-thought-out policies can lead to a lot of people gaining a competitive advantage. The best example of this is the West. There's something known as insider trading. They don't have very strict laws of insider trading. Okay, they have strict laws of insider trading, but it's one of those things that applies to people like Helmut, but if you know a guy who knows a guy who is powerful or who is born in the right family, those laws does not apply to you. So insider trading is practiced a lot in Western countries. They have the laws that makes it illegal, but the enforcement of those laws is just a whole different ballgame. Now, if you ask me, that's where we have to look and, and add on to the minister's speech and this report here, that having the fancy laws is not enough. You need institutions that enforces those laws. Otherwise, if you can have all the laws that say all the right things on paper, but it's not applicable in the real world, then what's the point of having those laws? Well, it can be debated that we have a lot of such laws here. But since I don't have bodyguards, moving on. So, laws are obviously required, but also institutions that apply the laws, like those ones that applies it religiously. Okay, let's go with common sense, religiously. I don't know if that's the good term to use, but Frontier Technologies Readiness Index, the index, according to the report, is calculated using methodology in technology and innovation report 2021. And the index gives results for 170 economies, aka 170 countries, with the United States, Sweden, and United Kingdom receiving the highest scores in 2024, on a scale of 0 to 1. Based on their ranking, economies are placed within one of the following 4-25 percentile groups: lower, middle, upper middle, and high. Now, obviously, I don't have to explain the difference between low and high now, should I? Because if I do, we're doomed. Because, you know, if I have to explain what lower and higher means, we're cooked. Like, really. Not literally, but still cooked. Now, my interest was on information, communication, and technology rank of the whole country. Namibia is ranked as lower middle. I know. We are lower middle. Just for perspective, we have lower and then lower middle and then higher middle and then higher. That means, how do I put this? We're in grade 2 in terms of ICT rank globally. We really need to fix this thing. So, in terms of ICT rank, out of 170 countries, we're in 120. We're 120 out of 170. This is not examination. If it was, we would have passed. But this is a ranking. So that's not good. And then the next section is skills. Ranking in terms of skills. ICT skills, 144. Yes. Research and development, 111. We really like our 100 now, don't we? And, industry ranks. Guys, whatever we do, we may want to find out what's happening in the private sector, because these guys are way ahead of time. Now, industry ranks are 47. Finance ranking in terms of ICT, 55. Like, we are way out of the 100 ranking. Nice. Well, at least we know the money is safe. But in terms of skills, we still have a long way to go. In terms of overall ICT ranking as a country, we also have a lot of work to do. Like, a lot. I mean, ICT ranking, 120, skills ranking, 114. Well, at least we can skim. That requires a whole different type of ICT. Well, skills. Turns out apart from skills, we're not very good at ICT. Now, the voice of the MICT minister that you are listening to is coming from last month. It's coming from this month. It's about, it's coming from, earlier this month. Earlier this month during the ministerial statement on scams and cyber attacks. That was on the 10th of April. Policies are needed. Now, who else shares that idea? Well, some experts that helped compile the report that I have right in front of me also have the same, the same point of view. In the UNCTAD's 2025 Technology and Innovation Report, Rebecca Greenspan, who is the Secretary General of the organization, it's a mouthful. I mean, UNCTAD. Oh Jesus! Secretary General of that organization, which is an organization under the United Nations. In case you miss the United Nations part. The Secretary General stated that one of the report's main aim is to help decision makers design science, technology, and innovation policies that foster inclusive technological progress globally, which aligns with the theme of the, with the theme of the report, which is inclusive artificial intelligence for development. Now, the inclusive part is drove my, gave me the drive to make a topic out of this, because one, developed countries, they have the technology, they have the infrastructure, they have the skills and stuff. So, remember one of those biggest scandals of the African Union being bugged? The African Union headquarter, which was made, well, funded and made by the Chinese, turned out to, to have one heck of a scandal. Was that back in 2012? The African Union headquarter, one night, it's most of these activities, interesting enough, are always conducted, especially, high level cybersecurity scandals. When they investigate, they find out that most of them, the scammers or the cyber attackers were operating in the dead of the night. One of the allegations that were made against the African Union headquarters being bugged was that, every night for about 4 or 5 years, what was happening was, some servers operating out of Beijing was piping information out of the United Nations, African Union's headquarters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. That means everything that you were talking about the whole day, everything that you think you have passwords and archived in your servers, everything was being piped out of the African continent to Beijing. Now, the biggest debate with that discussion was that the Chinese said, well, this is just a smear campaign by Western enemies. There was, the West was like, actually, they bugged you. At this point, it's still one of those things where everyone is going, okay, what should we believe? See, now, there's the problem. If we had the skills and the financial commitment to invest in the skills, that's one of those stories that will motivate us to invest in, in not just the infrastructure, but also the skills that's needed to run and maintain the infrastructure. That is the tech infrastructure on the continent, not just in Namibia. Now, the inclusive part. You have countries like Israel, for example, that have IT experts that are building, softwares that break into, that break into secure facilities. And then, most of them are sold, interesting enough, to governments so they can, help break into systems of pretty much whoever they deem a threat. And one thing we have learned is that this world is always having a bunch of dictators. Now, imagine softwares like that falling in the hands of dictators. You remember, was that in 2022 or 2023 when the Western media went bananas after seeing, Kim Jong-un with a Mercedes-Benz, and Mercedes-Benz had to answer a few questions like, how the heck did he get that car? Now, if I was Mercedes-Benz, I would have told them, well, he's a paying customer. He showed up with money. I'm a businessman. I gave him the car. Next question. But here's the thing. That goes to show that, again, one very sad reality about our world now. The Swiss banking institutions were known for a very long time, and they still known to this day, to some degree, for being notoriously secretive about whose money they are keeping. Now, and there's a reason for that. Because a lot of very questionable characters used to hide their money there, if they are still not doing that. Now, here's the thing. That means a lot of very questionable characters globally have the money, and literally have the money and the power to afford softwares that they can use to break into their, into their, take for example, enemies or political opponents' devices. Just a few days ago, the story came out of people breaking into the minister of, breaking into the minister of health's office and going through her laptop. And I was here, I talked about that, it was well established. There was no, there's no way those were Tura boys. Because Tura boys don't go through the laptop. They go with the laptop. There's a difference. Plus, going through the laptop requires you to sit there and have the technical know-how to crack a password, to crack the password. Tura boys don't care about that. As soon as they see the laptop, the first thing that comes to mind is a fair quo. Let's take a quick break and we'll continue on the other side. And we're still on the report. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run with Helmed and Dwight on Eagle FM. Please do stay tuned.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it. Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. Auto Cash, it's that simple.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run with Helmed na Dwight here on Eagle FM. And I'm here until the hour of 6. That means in 28 minutes, I sign out. Until then, we are still on the, we're still on the, pardon me. We're still on the frontier technology readiness, frontier technology discussion. Like, what is going on in the world of technology? How fast are we going? What is changing? And how can we keep up? First of all, this is to pull off the safety in terms of cybersecurity. It does not, this is where taking responsibility now as individuals will, we will have to learn to do that. We may not like it, but we're gonna have to learn to do it. We're gonna have to learn to do our part. This is when the, the famous quote of John F. Kennedy, saying that, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country now comes in. Because each and every single one of us, we have the right to privacy. That's according to the Namibian constitution. We have the right to privacy. That means no one is going to supervise your phone. The reason why you have a password on that phone is so you can have, you know, your privacy. But the thing is, some people with the right technical know-how can break into your phone or can call you and manipulate you into, well, helping them break into your phone. I mean, that's like, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I can't help but think that being scammed is like a bunch of guys showing up at your house and then telling you that, you know what, if you give us your sofa, we will bring it back, tomorrow we'll bring you 10 more sofas. And then you're like, all right, would you guys like to take the bed too? Only to realize later on that, well, you're being scammed. So, this is a shared responsibility. It's a, you know, shared responsibility, you know, for us to pull it off. So that means the government will have to do its part policy wise. And, you know, and the private sector and the public sector, they all, you know, each and every single one of them has their individual responsibility that they have to, you know, that they have to carry out collectively to provide, you know, to bring about the effective positive application of technology that will help us contribute to our economy. But if one cogwheel is loose, we are looking at some serious problem. In other words, if you become a yes machine on the internet where you are clicking everything, enter, and you end up into trouble, don't blame the bank. And by the way, the inclusivity in this one comes in because no one is safe. Institutions get hacked, both public and private. People mostly just get scammed, interesting enough. Institutions get hacked. Individuals get scammed. Who is more guilty? If you ask me, it's us. Because if you are scammed, scammed means someone spoke to you. You shared them the detail you're not supposed to share with them. Actually, I'm more to blame. But anyway. Moving on. Now, in the same report, the UNCTAD's Secretary General continues to point out that the importance of well thought out policies in terms of dealing with technological advancement of the 21st century, especially as it relates to AI, even though the use of artificial intelligence has the potential, even though the use of artificial intelligence has the potential to accelerate progress towards achieving nation's sustainable development goals, it can easily achieve the opposite if poorly regulated. The point she makes, she made that point in reference to economic inequality. Ooh. Now, if you are in Namibia and South Africa, that's ringing a lot of bells. Now, what to do then? Well, for one, you know that skills level that I just pointed out? You know, 111 out of 170 countries. We are on number 111 in terms of ICT skills. No wonder we are downloading it. But anyway, this means we have a lot of, we have a lot of awareness to share. We have a lot of awareness to spread in terms of the positive and the negatives of ICT, of technological advancement, of artificial intelligence. Nothing only has advantages. I don't know, maybe because, I'm from Kavango and all, but every time I think about everything that has advantages and disadvantages, I always think of it in terms of water. Water, you need water to quench your thirst. I'm always having my bottle with me because, well, we are talk ready. We don't play music. We just sit here and talk. Plus, the information that we have in every show, if we were to play music, I don't think you'd be able to to finish it, because well, the report that I've been yapping about ever since the beginning of this show, is 183 pages. It's an 183 pages report. You can read it. You're gonna have to summarize it like by a lot for you to cover everything. So you just point out what is what complements your discussion for that day, and then the rest you bring up the discussion. You keep mentioning the organization and cross your fingers and hope people will go out there and look for what's that organization again. Well, what's that organization that you mentioned? Well, it's the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. United Nations Conference on Trade and Development. 2025 Technology and Innovation Report. Inclusive Artificial Intelligence for Development. I remember with Dwight here, we talked about artificial intelligence. We talked about artificial intelligence in energy generation. That was in relations to the conference or report coming out of the International Energy Agency. And that's, one thing that was pointed out was that the energy generation infrastructure is, in terms of blueprint and operation, it's becoming more and more sophisticated to operate by men. And some of this newly added on pieces, it requires a lot of precision that maybe there are a few people that can do things with that precision, but why give them a headache when we have our own technology to do it at a fraction of the price? In a way, they won't fall asleep and let the whole thing go kaboom. So policies is key. Before everything comes in, before the economic advantages are reaped, before the technological advantages are reaped, policies may, policies lay the foundation. And like you just pointed out, like you just had the Minister of ICT point out, that our policies are not up to that standard. Actually, only countries that are like way ahead of this discussion in terms of policy is the EU. The EU is way up there, because they have everything well tailored to specific needs of the ICT, of their ICT infrastructure, of their ICT industry. Us, on the other hand, we're still working on it. Well, we have laws that regulate, that regulates ICT here and there. But, like the minister pointed out, that what we want is something that is tailored specifically cybersecurity, specifically scamming. Scamming Act of 2025. That would be nice. Sorry. Quick break.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM, and I'm here until one absent, yeah, blah, 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 long story. And I'm here until the hour of 11, and that is in 18 minutes. So let's look at some of the policy requirements that is pointed out, some of the policy requirements that the report points out. It's one of those things that, again, like I pointed out, yesterday with regards to like I pointed out yesterday with regards to with regards to energy security, that no energy needs, no country has energy needs that's similar to another. Each and every country has its specific energy needs. Therefore, they need, they need methods that are specifically tailored to respond to those specific needs for them to achieve their energy security. Now, the IT discussion, or the AI discussion, or the technological advancement discussion, or the, just in general, the technology discussion, also, it's not a one size fits all. The Chinese AI needs are not Namibia's AI needs. Actually, that's a terrible example, because China is way into the ionosphere in that department. Before we get to the designing policy, you remember the attention that DeepSeek attracted when it was first released. Now, unlike OpenAI, with its ChatGPT, for example. When DeepSeek was released, it was released free for anyone to use, and it was open source. That means if you have the tech know-how, if you have the skills, you can modify it to, you can tailor it to carry out commands that are, that you specifically want it to carry out. That is a very good thing. Take, for example, if you are a farmer and you want it to, carry out, a series of activities or provide you some type of assistance that's specifically about farming, it can do that. If you are a teacher, a science teacher, for example, and you have the tech know-how to make it, to make it produce the results that are specifically tailored to you and your, and the subject that you teach, it will do that. The problem is, that also means if you're a scammer, you can modify it to do exactly that. Now, I'll give you one example of why the whole debate between AI replacing people, is still raging on. Now, most of these large AI language models is what they're called. Makes me sound sophisticated, but believe me, I have no idea what that language model. Like ChatGPT, for example. If you go in ChatGPT, for example, and type in how to make a bomb, it's not going to give you that result. And then one idiot decided to go around those security measures that are built with most of these large language AI models. Instead of directly typing in how to build a bomb, he typed in chemicals you should not combine because they may explode. And boy oh boy, did ChatGPT bring out a list of chemicals, these chemicals and this one, you should not combine it because if you do, it will lead to fire producing this chemical, this gas that is also poisonous and blah, blah, blah. And then he went on to explain that, you see, artificial intelligence may be intelligent, but believe me, never underestimate the intelligence in people with bad intentions. Never do that. Because how can I build a bomb? ChatGPT was like, well, I can't help you do that because it's against my, it's against my operation, my operating blah, blah, blah. But then he found a different way of phrasing it. Which chemicals should I not combine because it may explode? Then ChatGPT provided one heck of a list. Do not combine these chemicals. Do not combine these chemicals. Do not combine these chemicals. You can bet, if I want to build a bomb, then I can change the do not combine these chemicals to, well, combine this and this. It would be brilliant. Kaboom. Now, we have 12 minutes, so now let's get to the policy part of the report. Designing national policies for artificial intelligence. National competitiveness increasingly relies on science, technology, and innovation. Science, technology, and innovation. Turns out the abbreviation spells STI. Now, the comedian in me is really begging to come out, but tomorrow morning. And, you know, science, technology, and innovation, and knowledge-intense service. Developing countries, therefore, need to design strategies and industrial policies, taking into account the role of, the role of knowledge-intensive service and the uncertainties around research and development. They should also consider the diffusion, direction, and impact of frontier technologies in economy to adopt catch-up strategies accordingly. Here's the thing. At this point, what that statement basically means is, at this point, we want policymakers to be programmers. What we are asking them is to write laws that will keep up with the change in technology. We're talking both positive and negative. How, you see, technology can change in 24 hours. Just like that, there's a breakthrough. Now, every politician around the world will be scrambling to make sure that they keep up with that change. Now, what are politicians known for? I don't know. There's this thing called parliamentary debate. You know, they will be gathering that 6 months they will be debating on how to change one section. Technology will be changing each and every single week. Now, what we are asking for lawmakers here, guys, if you are planning on venturing into politics, well, politics of yesteryear is very different from future politics, because future politics is about to get super complicated. Let me get that to you again. Let me read that for you again. They, policymakers, should also consider the diffusion, direction, and impact of frontier, meaning something new and something exciting and something developing, something like that. Frontier technologies in the economy to adapt, catch-up strategies, to adapt catch-up strategies accordingly. That means you must be, you must be on constant watch of all the changes that are taking place in the tech industry, and then keep up with those changes. That means every time there's a significant change in the, tech industry, you must tailor your policies to mirror those changes, or to, to complement those changes if it's a positive thing, or to counter those changes if it's a negative thing. Okay. Turns out being a policymaker have just become a whole lot more complicated. But, it turns out, we don't have a choice. Whether we like it or not, technology is going to advance. It's either we keep up or we're going to be left behind. Keeping up may be difficult. Being left behind is painful, like worse painful. Now, to date, most AI policies have come from developed countries, hence the inclusivity now. Most of the AI policies have come from developed countries. By the end of 2023, according to the report, about two-thirds of developed countries, about two-thirds of the developed countries had a national AI strategy, while only 6 out of 89 national AI strategies were from the least developed, the least developed countries, aka developing countries. In 2023, out of 89 developing countries, only 6 of those countries had policies in relations to AI. The rest were going Well, we're still dealing with housing. And then, you know, I imagine Namibia was like, well, we have this economic inequality and also housing, by the way. and throw in youth unemployment, check. Pensioners, yeah, you know, pensioners grant increment, also another big check on that one. So, do that math. 89, 6 out of 89. That means if we developing countries wrote a test in the AI, you know, in policies that complement the, the constant changes in the AI, in the technological, especially in the AI sector, the score we got in 2023. If this was a test, the score we could have gotten was 6 out of 89. Now, you don't have to do any math to know that that is a U. You know, those grades we don't like to see on our kids' report cards. Oh, kids, nice one. And now, to date, all these policies, all policies implemented by major economies can have significant spillover, influencing the policies, the policy options in influencing policy options in other countries, especially the one for the EU. The one that I keep forgetting the name of that thing. The General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. You see, this is a masterpiece. That document, that piece of legislation was a masterpiece. The EU here basically gathered the best minds of their policymakers and economists, brought them together, and IT experts, and were like, you know what? Make for us a regulation that will keep up with these annoying IT changes. And they drafted, now the result of that was they drafted one heck of a document. And because the EU is a bloc, not one country, they just drafted a template. Now this template is one that, the template is one that they made, they just opened it up to anyone that would like to use the template. We considered adopting the template at some point, then we decided, my God, I don't think we're going to be able to do that. Because why? For one, it's a, how many pages is this thing? It's a huge document of about, just a little over 100 pages. At least the template. That's just the, that's just the template. That means Namibia can take that template and then tailor that template to fit Namibian IT situation. Sorry. I know some of these things I'm looking at it and going like, the EU's GDPR is one of the most advanced, if not the most advanced piece of legislation that is keeping up with the changes in technology, especially AI, in the world. The three-point seatbelt was invented by Volvo. Instead of selling it or patenting it, they decided to just, for the sake of humanity, they decided to say, okay, you know what? Anyone that's making a car can adopt it for free. Because we are tired of people, dying in car accidents. Now, it makes sense. Actually, Volvo is genius. They were like, if customers are dying, no one is gonna buy our product. So, let's just come up with an invention that will give them, a long life so that a car can die before they do. So that when, if a car dies and they're still alive, they will plan on buying another one. Makes sense. Actually, makes sense. So, The discussion of policies, new industrial policies, for example, is one of them. So you need commercial policies. You need industrial policies. That's just in one direction of IT. Because industrial level technology is not something that we're going to be using on at home every day. Why do I need softwares like Pegasus in my laptop, assuming it can even run? That's a government thing. You know, if they want to suppress protesters and start blocking their bank accounts, which again, a lot of policymakers are scared that it's going to be an issue in the near future. Because it had happened before in Nigeria. The UN had to come in and tell the Nigerian government due to the lack of a better word, defrost the bank accounts of people that were involved in one of those, one of the biggest protests that led to one of the deadly policy, clash. Because, people really died. And to this day, forgot the name of that protest. To this day, that's one of the most controversial protests in the Namibian protest in Nigerian politics. So we have to come up with policies that will keep up with the change in technology for us to reap the advantage that this change of technology is coming with, and for us to shield ourselves from the disadvantages that's also coming.
At Heineken, our brewing process is a special one. We use unique horizontal brewing tanks, creating that characteristic balanced Heineken taste for that refreshing thirst. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
So those of you that want to find yourself, those of you that are into the high-level think tanks of all the political parties across the country, are you up to, say you find, you have a breakthrough, you get that chance of finding yourself in parliament. Are you ready for these challenges? Because as a lawmaker, the challenges will be for you to keep up with the changing technology, and then you keep molding the policies of your country so they can match the changing technology. Again, this is something that that was pointed out in the report and in the audio of the ICT minister that I just played at the beginning of my show. That is, technology is a good thing. Artificial intelligence is a good thing. Economically, politically, socially, it's a wonderful thing. But as in everything, it's coming with advantages and disadvantages. And that's not just it, because every time it changes, that change comes with pros and cons. So now what you have to do is every time it shifts direction or it changes form, this is basically witchcraft shape-shifting of a whole another level. Now every time it shape-shifts, we have to also shape-shift or mold our policies so, in the direction that it have shifted, so we can reap the advantages of that change in direction. At this point, you're saying, what's the point of change? Well, just stop and don't change. Well, those films that were used in cameras, they are not there anymore. That company that was dominating when it comes to making those films, Kodak, they are not in business. You know what happened? Well, one of their employees introduced the the idea of digital film to them, and they did not want to entertain the idea. They were like, well, we make most of our revenue in this company selling films, and you are bringing us a piece of technology that will replace the main source of our revenue. Are you nuts? Actually, they didn't say that. So, well, they kicked him out. You know what happened? He went to Sony, sold the idea. Sony invested in the idea and then put Kodak out of business. Because now, which camera has a film nowadays? Everything is digital. All they just have to do is, well, had to do was, usually what a lot of multinational corporations do is, they pay behind a lot of money and then shelve the idea if it's threatening their industry. Now, so, growth, refusing the growth is not gonna count. Refusing to grow is not going to cut it. We will only disadvantage ourselves, so we will have to draft policies that keeps up with the change in the technological advancement, especially in the department of artificial intelligence. And I'm going to say this again. If you want to join career politics, fasten a seatbelt, because politics is about to get a whole lot of complicated. That means every time technology changes, society is going to change. That means you have to overhaul the entire policy so that it can match the change in technology and the cascading changes after that. We're talking social, political, economical, everything. With that, future politicians, I hope this show brought you the advice you need to equip yourself with the right information so that, you don't go to parliament and say, what's a USB again? We don't want politicians like that. At least not in the 21st century. Please don't. With that, I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, same time, same place here on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. For me, Helmut, and Dwight in his absence, I wish you all a good salary week. And, please do drive safe, and don't let the wind, don't let the wind blow your car to someone's wife's house. Make sure that when you park your car, you have handbrake and everything in check. Make sure you're parked at the right house or hotel. So with that, until tomorrow, same time, same place here on your favorite radio station. It's a public holiday. I'm in the private sector, so we're still here. To share to keep you company in case you are bored during the holiday, thanks to the technology that we have. With that, you all have a blessed evening. In the book of Finance, chapter 1, verse 10, beware of that time when your salary meets a public holiday or a weekend, or in this case, your salary month enders have just met a public holiday. Well, Monday is still a public holiday. Tuesday you're going to have to be at work. You don't want to come home to an angry wife and angry landlord. Don't say I didn't give you financial advice. You're welcome.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera za livuka kuya kwa lifasi na lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikuto ekulivusi ya mba santo yenye etuna. Mwikuole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha, niencha farizwe ikopi ya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilimu, kukopanya naha, nikuhasa nyari zira mlimu. Zeni, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa ep ya imba, zetatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemriro, Catholic, simane kakarunga, Africans, nizengu zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisifera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.